One of the many sectors of the economy hurting during the pandemic is the auto industry. 2020 has seen the worst slump in history for car sales. They're down almost a quarter. Electric vehicles, though, they're doing better than gas and diesel-powered cars. We look at why this week on the World's Climate Solutions segment, The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
The world's Anna Kussmer is here to talk about the state of the electric vehicle market. So, Anna, why are electric cars doing better than the rest of the market?
Government policies have been supporting the electric vehicle market for a couple years now, and that's given them sort of a boost that they're still enjoying now. Even before the pandemic, the market for electric cars was exponentially growing. Electric vehicles are definitely doing better now, especially in the biggest market, China. It's all about electric cars. As you'll hear in this commercial for the Tesla 3, the most sold electric car in the world last year. So in China, strict fuel efficiency standards pushed the car industry to ramp up production and sales. And a similar thing happened in Europe as well, which is the number two market. There have been ambitious emissions targets that have put a lot of pressure on car makers to get electric vehicle cars into the market. And these targets came with government support through tax incentives, subsidies, and things like that. Another interesting tidbit is because 2020 fuel standards were so ambitious in Europe, car companies actually were delaying filling last year's orders so they could meet this year's targets. And that's part of the reason that 2020 is doing relatively better for electric vehicles.
So if the electric car market is still benefiting from pre-pandemic policies, how is the pandemic itself going to impact sales?
In a weird way, the pandemic may actually help the industry. And again, that's because of government policies. The EU just passed a really big recovery bill that could invest billions of dollars in boosting electric vehicle sales and building 1 million charging stations. China is doing something similar. They spent a couple billion dollars towards charging stations, and they're also extending subsidies another 2 years that were supposed to end this year. Colin McCarricker is a transportation analyst at Bloomberg NEF. That's the company's research arm. He says the demand for electric vehicles is there and the government policies can sort of catapult the industry forward.
My sense is that you are really going to see China and Europe really sort of lean in on this crisis as a way of driving the agenda that they wanted to drive anyway around the uptake of electric and low emissions vehicles.
McCarricker has really high hopes for electric vehicles moving forward. He just authored a report that predicts around a third of all the cars on the road in 2040 will be electric.
So France this week announced how they're leaning in, a multi-billion dollar investment in electric cars as part of a green future policy to address climate change. But how significant, Anna, are electric cars when it comes to reducing carbon emissions? I mean, they still use a lot of energy, right?
Yeah, it's true. Cars use a lot of energy, but it's hard to tackle climate change if transportation systems are not electrified. If you can imagine a world where all our cars and buses are powered by entirely renewable sources like wind and solar, electric cars are a necessary piece of that vision. Currently, transportation is one of the biggest sources of emissions in many countries, and road transport, particularly passenger cars, is the biggest portion of that. Also, electric vehicles can have a much better effect on air quality. So the pandemic may be changing the way that we drive, and next week I'm going to be looking at how the pandemic is changing the way that we move around in general. So I have a question for our listeners. Are you walking more and driving less, driving instead of taking the bus? I want you to send us an email to climate@theworld.org describing how your habits have changed. I'd love to get you on the show.
Walking more, biking more, and driving less, we'll see. Great question. Anna Kussmer, the environment producer for The World on the electric car beat today. Anna, thanks as always.
Nice chatting with you, Marco.